And a Northern BC group is calling on the province to step up its funding for emergency helicopter services in the north. The Northern BC Helicopter Emergency Rescue Operations Society is responding to a report by BC's Forest Safety Ombudsman. You may have heard on our program last week, Roger Harris found that 75% of rural British Columbians with life-threatening injuries die before they ever get to a hospital. Now, for comparison's sake, that number is, or that percentage is 12% in Metro Vancouver. Ted Clark is the Vice President of the Northern BC Helicopter Emergency Rescue Operations Society, also known as HEROES, and he's live in our Prince George studio. And a good morning to you, sir.
Good morning.
Thanks for coming in. Appreciate
I'm glad to be here.
You had obviously had a chance to look at the Harris report. First thoughts, when you saw this report saying, what does it say to you, I guess, about the level of helicopter emergency service in the north? Your thoughts?
Well, I think the point that Roger makes is that investing in pre-hospital care saves healthcare dollars down the road. You save a limb, you get a clot buster in a guy before he has long-term damage. He's not on the hook for the medical system for the rest of his life. And time-sensitive injuries, there's so many time-sensitive injuries that result in death, and they don't need to be. And that's because we lack a coordinated system of using helicopters to reach remote and rural areas in the province.
And time is, as you mentioned, the main issue here. Is that startling at all? You hear this, as Harris found, 75% of rural British Columbians with life-threatening injuries dying before they ever get to a hospital.
Well, just to clarify that, that was Peter Cameron, he was a doctor in the Lower Mainland in 2007, came out with this report, and it's people that die of trauma. These are people that die. They looked at it, and people that die of trauma, 75% in the north die before they get to a hospital.
Right.
So it's just people that have actually died, and okay. They looked into that. And it's 82% in northwestern BC, 12% in Vancouver, where most people live close to level one trauma centers.
Okay, so key to that is?
Well, I mean, the fact that we got to get these numbers down. I mean, there's the fact that we live in the north, we shouldn't be penalized for that when it comes to accessing emergency services. They can get us here. We have the technology. There's helicopters that can land anywhere in the province. And it's just having that infrastructure in place to get them out of there and get them to a hospital in time. And we don't have that. Other provinces have it. They recognized decades ago, and other countries as well, they recognized decades ago that they can save people's lives and save dollars by having a little bit of preventative maintenance, by having an integrated system of helicopters and, if needed, jets to get them to hospitals.
We have this large geographical area. Is there a province or a region that's doing it differently, that's doing it better than, say, British Columbia?
We're surrounded by Alaska, Washington State. They've both mandated that all the residents be within 1 hour of a level three trauma center. And we can do that in this province. We have 4.6 million people here. Alaska has 700,000. I mean, we have the resources to do it. It's a smaller area than Alaska. There's no reason we can't. And it's time that the people in Victoria realize that it's not a choice. We shouldn't have to make that choice. The Canada Health Act guarantees that people have reasonable access to emergency services. Mm-hmm. And we don't have that in the north. And it's because people like that run the BC Ambulance Service, that run BC Emergency Health Services, and ultimately the provincial government have made that choice, that the people in the north are penalized for living where we are because of our geography. And there's so much wealth that is derived from this part of the region. You know, all our resource-based industries, most of them, and most of the dangerous jobs, the logging jobs, they're in the north. And to not protect those people, it not only hurts them, it hurts investment, because companies don't want to come here because they realize that the infrastructure is not there to protect their employees.
How much would it cost to set up this kind of infrastructure, do you think?
Well, I mean, I would think probably tens of millions of dollars. Mm. So I would think probably, I mean, you would need to cover 95% of the province, you'd need probably 10 bases. Right now we have three helicopter bases with four helicopters. There's one in Prince Rupert, two in Richmond, one in Kamloops. That's all the provincially operated dedicated helicopters in the whole province. So you would need probably 10 bases to cover every area and have people within an hour of that service. So to do that, you're looking at, I would think, you know, $40, $50 million to set it up even.
Quite a bit.
Yeah, it might even be more. I'm not even sure of the numbers, but there is a way to do that. I mean, if you could set up a temporary surtax, charge every resident of BC 5 cents per day for a year. That's $18 a year as a temporary surcharge. You could have $84 million a year generated just for that purpose. And I think if you really sat people down and said, would you mind spending $18 a year to be protected when you go into the woods, say to go quadding or snowmobiling or you're traveling on the highways, I don't think most people would say, I don't want to spend that $18.
If I recall correctly, this is not a new issue. I believe you've had it on our program before, making kind of the same points about improving helicopter services, or emergency services rather, up here. Why do you believe you haven't been successful so far, I guess, in achieving better results for the North?
The will has not been there in the people that pull the purse strings. And I'm surprised that they haven't really realized how much of a cost savings there is and a benefit to the residents down the road. It's got to come from Victoria. It's got to come from the politicians. They're the ones that drive the bus. Mm. And if unless that will is there, we're going to be stuck with the system we have now. As it is now, if you need a helicopter in Prince George, say you're at Clucas Lake or it's stuck in the woods, they phone up a helicopter company, a private company. They have to get the crew together, get the helicopter warmed up, get them to the airport. They launch sometimes hours after the call. And then you're flying in a helicopter that's not equipped. It's not a medically equipped cabin. So it's a slab of plastic they throw into that thing and to haul you out of there. It's not near ideal. You look at what's going on in other jurisdictions. Those are high-tech units that are flying.
Right. Given the cost, I mean, it always comes down to dollars and cents. I mean, obviously, you can't put a value on a life, but I mean, what's the incentive now, do you think, for the government or whoever that might be in the spring, whoever gets elected? What do you think is the incentive for the government to take action on this?
Well, we lack the population and of the vote-rich Lower Mainland, but there's so much, like I said, the economy is so much dependent on this region. They should realize that and invest in this money. It's a lot of money, yes, to set up a helicopter service. But if you think of the long-term cost savings to the healthcare system down the road, which Roger Harris makes pretty clear in his report, there's big potential for savings down the road. And people have to realize that. It's preventative maintenance.
We have, of course, as I mentioned, the election coming up. How much will Heroes be pushing this as an election issue?
Well, the timing is right for Roger Harris's report with the election coming up in May. We've been at this for 5 years and have gotten basically nowhere. I mean, we don't have any additional infrastructure in the North, but we're not giving up. I mean, we're an advocacy group. We're trying to get the message out there that we need this service and it's going to make this region a better place. And we're never going to stop until we actually get this service. Whether it happens before the election, I don't know. Right. I sure hope so.
What are people saying to you on the ground? There's people actually that work in this field about this idea of, you know, improving the infrastructure. What are the real like people that are actually doing the emergency services telling you?
Well, emergency service, I'm not sure about that, but I get calls quite regularly from companies that want to set up operations in the field. Mm-hmm. And they ask me, can you provide the service? I say, no, we don't have the infrastructure. We're a concept right now. But from emergency services, I think the firemen would be more than willing to help train BC Ambulance Service employees on the use of you know, not long lining, but the other one. Sorry. Anyways, where they actually drag the people up from the ground and pull them into the stretcher. That's the way to go. Instead of just having if you use a long line to get somebody, you're pulling them up, dragging them in the air to a ground ambulance. It defeats the purpose. Hmm. You need something that's going to get them right in the helicopter. And then you can fly right to the hospital. That's the other thing. We've decommissioned helipads at hospitals all over BC, and that's not the way to go. It's backwards. We used to fly people out of Prince George. We'd pick up doctors at our hospital here, fly them to the scene, bring the patient back to the hospital, land them in the parking lot. Why have we stopped doing that? We've regressed since then.
Right.
It strikes me as very strange. Coming from Alberta, I grew up in Calgary. I grew up with Stars, and it's a pretty good system.
Quite different. Well, we'll continue to follow this in the months ahead. I thank you for joining us and commenting on this report. I appreciate your time.
Thank you very much.
Right on. Ted Clark, Vice President of the Northern BC Helicopter Emergency Rescue Operations Society, also known as HEROES. He joined us live in our Prince George studio. And what do you think of what you just heard? Give us a call on our listener line, 1-866-340-1932. You can also email